Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 132 to close at 24,174. S&P 500 down 13 at 2,713. NASDAQ Composite down 65 at 7,502. Russell 2000 small and mid caps up 5 at 1,660. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 3 basis points at 2.83%. Oil up 20 cents at $74.14 per barrel. Gold up $10.80 at $12.53.30 per ounce. Stocks started in positive territory this morning but could not hold the gains even for a holiday-shortened session. U.S. financial markets will be closed tomorrow, July 4th, in observance of Independence Day. Other global markets will operate on a normal schedule. This week marks the beginning of a new month, new quarter, and the start of the second half of the year. U.S. equity markets will enter the second half with paltry gains based on recent history. The S&P 500 up less than 2% since the start of the year, and the Dow Industrial Average is in negative territory year to date. Returns in the bond market have been poor to start this year as Treasury prices have dropped, sending yields on benchmark long-dated issues up more than 40 basis points since the start of the year. Still, not enough to keep the yield curve from flattening. The spread between the 2-year Treasury note and the 10-year note is now just 30 basis points. Meanwhile, the dollar has strengthened against major rivals, up 2.8% year-to-date. The CoreLogic Home Price Index shows home prices rose both year-over-year and month-over-month. Home prices increased nationally by 7.1% year-over-year from May 2017 to May 2018. On a month-over-month basis, prices increased 1.1% in May of 2018 compared to April. In Arizona, home prices up 7.4% year-over-year and jumping 0.9% in May compared to April. The CoreLogic HPI forecast indicates that home prices should increase 5.1% on a year-over-year basis from May 2018 to May 2019. Inventory is tight and will likely get tighter. Across the U.S., 15% of homeowners and 28% of renters have indicated a desire to buy a home over the next 12 months, while only 11% have indicated a desire to sell. Over 40 World Trade Organization members, including 28 countries of the European Union, warned that the U.S. action imposing tariffs on imported cars and parts could seriously disrupt the world market and threaten the WTO system, given the importance of cars to world trade. The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on European steel and aluminum imports and is conducting another national security study that could lead to tariffs on imports of cars and car parts. Both sets of tariffs would be based on concerns about U.S. national security. Trump said on June 29th that the probe would be completed in 3 to 4 weeks, but the European Union has warned the U.S. that imposing import tariffs on cars and car parts would harm its own automotive industry and likely lead to countermeasures by its trading partners on some $294 billion of U.S. exports. Fitch Ratings has warned that rising tensions between the U.S. and its trading partners could lead to new measures with a greater impact on global growth, with as much as $2 trillion in global trade in jeopardy if Trump remains on a trade war path. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, an advocacy group that represents more than 3 million American businesses, launched a new campaign designed to persuade policymakers and the public that increasingly aggressive trade policies represent a huge threat to the American economy. The chamber released an interactive graphic that maps out how Trump's trade conflicts with China, Europe, Canada, and Mexico could affect each state in the country in the coming months. It details how many of each state's exports to foreign countries are vulnerable to retaliatory tariffs against Trump's tariffs, and warns that they could cause millions of job losses. Meanwhile, Trump says he's working to bring other motorcycle companies to the U.S. following Harley-Davidson's decision to shift some production for European customers overseas. Harley-Davidson said on June 25th it was shifting some production for European-bound motorcycles from U.S. facilities to avoid tariffs being imposed by the European Union that were designed to counter U.S. duties imposed by Trump. Trump tweeted that Harley's June announcement was the reason why Harley had slower sales last year, saying Harley customers were unhappy with the move and that sales had fallen 7% in 2017. So maybe that's because Harley riders can see into the future. And then reports that Trump has sent letters to NATO allies, including Germany, Belgium, Norway, and Canada, taking them to task for spending too little on their own defense and warning that the U.S. is losing patience with what he said was their failure to meet security obligations shared by the alliance. Well, Canadian tariffs took effect on Sunday, with those measures serving as a response to U.S. metals tariffs. And some of the first tranche of tariffs aimed at $50 billion in imports from China, designed to punish Beijing for alleged intellectual property violations and technology theft, will be implemented on July 6th, this Friday, with an expectation that China will respond in kind. China's customs agency today unexpectedly issued trade data that showed growth in exports to the U.S. slowing. Shares of American Airlines, United Continental, and Delta Airlines down between 1 and 2.3% today after Deutsche Bank downgraded all three stocks, saying the growing U.S.-China trade dispute could weigh on their results. Micron Technologies down 5.5% to close at $51.48 following a report that a Chinese court had blocked sales in China of memory chip products from the Boise, Idaho-based company. Other semiconductor stocks also suffered, as the fight between China and Micron is seen as a possible precursor of more trade disputes between China and the U.S. Sometimes the cover-up is worse than the crime. Facebook down 2% today after a report that a federal probe on the data breach linked to Cambridge Analytica had been broadened and would include more government agencies. The Federal Bureau of Investigations, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission have joined the Department of Justice in its inquiries about the two companies and the sharing of personal information of some 71 million Americans. The questioning from federal investigators centers on what Facebook knew 3 years ago and why the company did not reveal it at the time to its users or investors. Tesla said it reached its one-week production goal of 5,000 Model 3 cars for the last week of their June quarter, but the company fell short on second-quarter deliveries by posting about 40,700 vehicles delivered versus the consensus expectation of approximately 51,000. Tesla shares down 7.2% today. Company shares hit the lows of the day on a report it decided to skip a break-and-roll testing step in the manufacturing of its Model 3 vehicles. Tesla did eliminate the brake test. They deemed it to be redundant. Barnes & Noble said it has fired CEO Demos Parneros for violating company policies. Company didn't specify which policies were violated. It did say, however, that the termination is not due to any disagreement with the company regarding its financial reporting policies or practices or any potential fraud relating thereto. Sounds personal. Oil prices started the session higher, dipped, then recovered to finish up 20 cents at $74.14 per barrel. In earlier trade, WTI oil topped $75 a barrel for the first time since November 2014. We're now starting to hear talk of oil shock. American diplomats are pushing oil buyers to cut off all purchases of Iranian crude by the beginning of November. Senior State Department official reaffirmed the tougher-than-anticipated policy. By the 4th of July, drivers usually see the highest gas prices of summer in the rearview mirror. And that may not be the case this year, even though the national average is down about 14 cents from the near $3 a gallon that drivers paid in late May. Consumers are paying the highest 4th of July gasoline prices in 4 years. As of today, the national average price at the pump is $2.86 per gallon. That's a penny higher than yesterday's price, 2 cents higher than a week ago. In May, gasoline peaked at $2.99 per gallon, according to AAA. U.S. refineries are currently running at full throttle, taking in last week 18 million barrels of oil to process, so that's about as good as we can hope for. The Fed will release minutes of the June FOMC meeting on Thursday. At the June meeting, you'll recall, the Fed raised the target range for its benchmark policy rate to between 1.75% and 2%, made changes to its statement and economic projections that were hawkish relative to expectations. Central Bank projected 4 rate increases in 2018 instead of 3 previously planned. Economists will be looking closely to see how much pushback there might have been from doves and also for clues to what it could take the Fed to deviate from its current pace of lifting rates each quarter. Global debt from corporations, governments, and households now stands at $237 trillion. That's globally. And the quality of that debt is overall worse than it was in 2008. Meanwhile, central bankers don't have as much dry powder as in the days before Lehman, and government balance sheets are even more stretched, and politics around the world are far more fractious, and the global order is fraying. You could also add that we seem to be in the middle of an oil price shock, and that the yield curve, the spread between long and short-term interest rates, has certainly flattened, nearly inverted, which is often a recession harbinger. Or you could just ignore it all and have a happy 4th of July. Dow Industrials down 132 to finish at 24,174. S&P 500 down 13 at 2713. And the NASDAQ down 65 at 7502. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.